Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the whole specification, metals and design contexts. Whether you're revising for your written exam or thinking about how to apply this in your NEA project, this episode has got you covered. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know. Ferrous and non-ferrous metals, their properties and uses, manufacturing processes, surface finishes, stock forms, and how to answer exam questions in a way that actually earns you marks. We'll also do a quickfire quiz at the end, so grab a pen and let's get started. Section 1. Ferrous versus non-ferrous metals. This is absolutely fundamental, and examiners test it every single year. The key distinction is simple. Ferrous metals contain iron. Non-ferrous metals do not. The word ferrous comes from the Latin word ferrum, which means iron, and that's also why the chemical symbol for iron is Fe. So remember, Fe equals ferrous equals iron. Because ferrous metals contain iron, they are generally magnetic and will rust if left unprotected. There is one important exception, stainless steel. It's ferrous, but chromium added to it gives brilliant corrosion resistance. Mild steel is the most commonly used metal in manufacturing. It's strong, tough, relatively cheap, and easy to work with. You'll find it in car bodies, structural beams, and general engineering. Its main weakness? It rusts if unprotected. High carbon steel has more carbon, typically between 0.6 and 1.4%. This makes it much harder and more wear resistant, but also more brittle. It's used for cutting tools, drill bits, and springs. More carbon equals harder, but more brittle. Cast iron has excellent compressive strength, but is brittle under tension, used in manhole covers and engine blocks. Stainless steel is an alloy of iron, carbon, and at least 10.5% chromium. That chromium creates an invisible oxide layer that prevents rust. Used in cutlery, surgical instruments, and kitchen sinks. Now, non-ferrous metals. These contain no iron, so they don't rust the same way, and most are not magnetic. Aluminium is incredibly lightweight, about one-third the density of steel, yet has a good strength-to-weight ratio. It forms a natural oxide layer protecting it from corrosion. Excellent conductor of heat and electricity. Used in aircraft, bicycle frames, drinks cans, and window frames. Highly recyclable, a strong sustainability choice. Copper is a reddish-brown metal with outstanding electrical conductivity, highly malleable and ductile, used in electrical wiring, plumbing pipes, and circuit boards. Brass is an alloy of copper and zinc, stronger than pure copper, golden appearance, easy to machine, used in musical instruments, taps, and decorative fittings. Titanium has an exceptional strength-to-weight ratio and is highly corrosion-resistant and biocompatible, used in aerospace, high-performance sports equipment, and medical implants like hip replacements. Section 2. Properties of metals. Examiners award marks for specific property terms, so use them precisely. Strength is the ability to withstand a force without breaking. Tensile strength resists pulling. Compressive strength resists squashing. Shear strength resists sliding forces. Hardness is the ability to resist scratching and wear. High carbon steel is very hard. Toughness is the ability to absorb impact without fracturing. Don't confuse toughness with hardness. Cast iron is hard, but brittle. Ductility is the ability to be drawn into wire. Copper is highly ductile. Malleability is the ability to be hammered into shape without cracking. Aluminium and copper are very malleable. Conductivity. Copper and aluminium are excellent electrical conductors. Corrosion resistance. Stainless steel, aluminium, copper, and titanium all have good natural corrosion resistance.
Section 3. Stock forms and manufacturing processes. Examiners frequently ask candidates to identify appropriate stock forms and manufacturing processes for a given design context. Stock forms are the standard shapes in which metals are commercially available. Bar stock, solid round, square or hexagonal bars, sheet and plate, flat metal, where sheet is typically under 3 millimetres and plate is thicker. Pipe and tube, hollow cylindrical sections, extrusions, complex cross-sectional profiles produced by forcing metal through a die, wire, very thin drawn metal, castings, metal poured into moulds, and powder, fine metal particles used in powder metallurgy. When selecting a stock form in an exam question, always justify your choice in relation to the design context. For example, sheet aluminium would be appropriate for a drinks can because it can be deep drawn into a cylindrical shape and is lightweight and corrosion resistant. Key manufacturing processes. Casting involves pouring molten metal into a mould. Sand casting is used for large complex shapes like engine blocks. Die casting uses a permanent metal mould for high volume production. Forging shapes metal by compressive force, usually while hot. Forged components are stronger than cast ones because the grain structure is refined. Crankshafts are typically forged. Extrusion forces metal through a shaped die to produce long lengths with a consistent cross-section. Aluminium window frames are classic extruded profiles. Stamping and pressing use a press tool to cut or form sheet metal. Car body panels are stamped from sheet steel, highly suited to high volume production. Welding joins metals by melting the joint area. MIG welding, TIG welding, and spot welding are all relevant processes. Powder metallurgy compresses metal powder into a mould and sinters it, heats it below the melting point to fuse the particles, used for complex small components like gears and bearings. Section 4. Surface treatments and finishes. Always link the finish to a functional or aesthetic reason. Don't just name it. Painting provides a barrier against moisture and oxygen, preventing rust on ferrous metals. Dip coating dips the component into liquid plastic, used on tool handles and dishwasher baskets. Electroplating deposits a thin layer of one metal onto another using electrical current, chrome plating on car bumpers. Anodizing thickens the natural oxide layer on aluminium, improving corrosion resistance and allowing dyeing, used on bicycle components. Galvanizing coats steel with zinc. The zinc acts as a sacrificial anode, corroding preferentially to protect the steel underneath. Powder coating sprays electrostatically charged powder, then cures it in an oven, tougher and more even than conventional paint. Lacquering applies a clear protective coat, used on brass and copper to prevent tarnishing. Polishing mechanically smooths the surface to a high shine for aesthetic purposes. Now, exam technique. The number one mistake is answering without relating to the specific design context. If the question asks about a bicycle frame, justify your choice specifically. Aluminium is suitable because its low density reduces the overall mass of the frame, and its natural oxide layer provides corrosion resistance without additional surface treatment. Second common mistake, confusing ferrous and non-ferrous. Remember, ferrous contains iron, rusts, and is magnetic. Non-ferrous has no iron, is generally corrosion resistant, and is not magnetic. Third, not using technical vocabulary. Examiners give credit for terms like malleable, ductile, tensile strength, compressive strength, corrosion resistant. Every precise technical term signals genuine understanding. Fourth, when evaluating a material choice, consider multiple factors: aesthetic, environmental, availability, cost, social, and ethical. A strong answer addresses at least three of these. Quick fire quiz. Cover your notes and test yourself. Question 1. Name 2 ferrous metals and state one property of each. Pause. Mild steel, strong and tough. High carbon steel, very hard and wear resistant. Question 2. What's the difference between hardness and toughness? Pause. Hardness resists scratching. Toughness absorbs impact without fracturing. Cast iron is hard but brittle. Question 3. Name the process used to coat steel with zinc. Pause. Galvanizing. Question 4. What does ductile mean? Pause. The ability to be drawn into wire without breaking. Question 5. Name one advantage of aluminium over mild steel in a bicycle frame. Pause. Aluminium is much lighter, about one-third the density of steel, improving performance. That's the end of today's episode. Quick summary.
Ferrous metals contain iron and generally rust. Non-ferrous metals contain no iron and are generally corrosion resistant. Always use precise property terms. Match your manufacturing process and stock form to the design context. And when selecting a surface finish, explain why it's appropriate. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing pause paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you work for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.